现在订阅空中英语教室，不论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上
studioclassroom.com。
现在请收听教学节目。
Hey friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm John.
My name is Anne-Marie, and today, friends, as usual, is a great day to learn something new.
It is, so let's do that together. Today we're learning how to fight fake information. Anne-Marie, yesterday you told us fake information is news often online that just isn't true. What else did we talk about?
Well, we talked about how with social media being so popular and a lot of propaganda being out there, there's just such a high chance for fake news or fake information to be everywhere online.
It's true. And we learned we should analyze the information we receive. If you are analytical, it means you're really thinking about things. There was a guy who was a scientist about research, and he came up with a method we're going to talk about today. What is that method?
Well, the method is called the SIFT method, and I believe we're going to learn what this word SIFT stands for in our lesson today. So let's get right on with our first reading.
Fight fake information. Use the SIFT method when you come across something you want to share or use. First, stop and check your emotional response to the headline or information. Many headlines are designed to get clicks, so they try to stir up a person's emotions about a topic. Ask yourself what you already know about the topic. Does the source have a good or bad reputation?
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 reputation, 意思是声誉或是名声。例如The restaurant's excellent service and delicious food earned it a very good reputation in the city. 这家餐厅优质的服务和美味的食物为他在这个城市赢得很好的声誉。或是 His reputation as an expert in the field attracted many people to his consulting firm. 这位专家在这个领域的声誉吸引了许多人加入他的顾问公司。或是Over the years, Cora built a reputation as a reliable and hardworking employee. 多年来 ,Cora 赢得了可靠、勤奋员工的声誉。
All right, we're talking about the SIFT method. We use the SIFT method when we come across something we want to share or use. That's the advice that we're given. First of all, this word SIFT,can also be a fun verb, right? You can sift through sand to try to find a seashell, right?
Yeah, that's right. The other word or phrase here, rather, that we want to talk about in this sentence is the idea of coming across something. What does that mean, John?
If you come across something, it means you encounter it by accident. You're not specifically looking for it.You just happen to come across it as you go about some other business.
Right. So, for example, you could come across some interesting information while reading. You weren't intentionally looking for that information, but while you were reading, you came across it.
That's right. So, if you come across something, what do you do using the SIFT method? Well, first, the S. First, stop and check your emotional response to the headline or information. Okay, S is for stop. What does emotional response mean?
That's a great question. All right, so an emotional response are the feelings, reactions, and experiences that someone has to a certain stimulus. So here's the thing, friends. A lot of times with fake news, the people creating these headlines or these news stories are doing so in a way that's going to get you to react emotionally to them. When you read it, you might feel afraid, or you might feel really moved or touched or really shocked at the information. These kind of responses signal to you that something might be wrong.
That's right. So stop and make sure that your emotions aren't making you already trust information too much. We read many headlines are designed to get clicks. We call that clickbait if you were here joining us yesterday, right?
That's right. So why does this matter? Well, they try to stir up your emotions about a certain topic. There's some topics that we see that when we see them, we automatically get an emotional response. Let's talk about what a topic is, John.
A topic means the subject of the discussion. You could say, oh, today our topic in class is the North Pole. It's the thing you're going to be talking about.
That's right. So when you see certain topics online, especially when they're brought up in news headlines, you need to ask yourself a question. Ask yourself what you already know about the topic. All of us have been online for many years. No matter how old you are, you have probably spent several years online on social media, looking at websites, and you probably have some information already. We learned about certain topics in school as well. So it's really important to keep this knowledge in mind when you read a headline.
That's right. Because different sources have different reasons for writing. We read that word source here. Does the source have a good or bad reputation? The source means the website or the place that you're getting the information. And a reputation means something really important.
That's right. If you have a certain reputation, it means what you're known for. So, for example, some people might have a reputation for being late. They are expected to be late because that's what they usually do. Now, oftentimes with this word reputation, we use the word good or bad. This is just a general way to talk about reputations. All right, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment, right after our next reading.
Fight fake information. Next, investigate the source by looking up the author and website creators. Are they credible? Is it biased information? What is their goal? Don't use the site's About Us section to find out. Read laterally to see what others say. Check what several other sources, all of which need to be respectable, say about that site to see whether or not you can trust the information.
Biased 意思呢是有偏见的。 譬如, the newspaper reporter was criticized for writing a biased article that favored one political party over the other. 该报记者因撰写偏袒某一政党的文章而受到批评。或是, her review of the book seemed biased as she only talked about the parts of the book she didn't like. 她对这本书的评论似乎有偏见，因为她只谈论了她不喜欢的部分。 名词是 bias， 例如 ，his strong bias against technology made him not trust new innovations in the field。 他对科技的强烈偏见使他不相信该领域的新创新。再来看 respectable 这个形容词，意思是值得尊敬的。例如 ，Theodore worked hard to build a respectable career in medicine。 Earning the admiration of his coworkers. Theodore 努力在医学界建立起受人尊敬的职业，赢得了同事们的钦佩。Respectable 也指不错的或是相当好的。譬如 The family moved into a respectable neighborhood that is known for its safety and good schools. 这家人搬到了一个相当不错的社区，该社区以安全和良好学校而出名。或是 The charity organization has a respectable reputation for its effective use of donations.该慈善机构因其有效运用捐款而享有好的名声。
Okay, so we learned that the S from sift is for stop. What's the I for?
Well, we see that in this next sentence, John. Next, investigate the source by looking up the author and website creators. Let's talk about this word, investigate.
Okay, it's a great verb. Investigate means check out in detail. By the way, an investigator is the noun version of that. I think we know an investigator, don't we?
Are you talking about Ernest Finder?
That guy investigates all sorts of things.
He really does. Here's how you could use the word investigate in a sentence, friends. He heard a noise, so he went to investigate.
I see. You know, we use an easy phrase in English a lot to check it out. To check something out means to kind of look and see what's going on. You might tell your friend, hey, check out that news site. It means investigate that news site or that thing. But we read on together that we want to investigate the source by looking up the author and website creators. Are they credible is the question we're asked.What does it mean to be credible, Anne-Marie?
Well, if something is credible, it means that it's able to be believed or it's convincing. Sometimes we use the word credible to talk about someone's argument. So, for example, they might have a differing view than you do about a certain topic. And you could say, is their argument credible or not?
Absolutely. There's a really great noun.Creed, C-R-E-E-D, that comes from this word credible. It means the things that are believed. Look up that word creed. Finally, we get another question here. Is it biased information? And what is their goal? Bias means you're already predisposed to believe something. You're already ready to believe something about the topic.
Now, friends, some people think that having a bias is bad. I don't believe having a bias is necessarily bad, but it's really important to understand what your own biases are. If you already believe something is true, that means any information you look at is going to be looked at from that bias. So it's really good to understand yourself in that way. So think about these writers, the author and website creators. What's their bias? What is their goal? Don't use the sites about us section to find out. Why might this be important, John?
This is funny. So whenever a site puts their about us information, they're talking about themselves. So we always often put our best foot forward, right? You don't always get all the information about somebody by their ownperspective. And we're encouraged to read laterally. Reading laterally literally means readingon both sides. Lateral movement, for example, means going from side to side. But how else do we use this word, laterally?
Well, we see this often with thinking laterally as well. And this just means to think with a lot of different opinions or a lot of different points of view, to see things from every angle. So you need to see what other people say about the information as well. Check what several other sources, all of which need to be respectable, say about that site. Now we have this great word, respectable, that we saw in the language lab. Is there another way we could use that in a sentence, John?
Well, sure. You could say he had a really good reputation. He was known for being respectable. There's a verb respect in there, right? It means to give honor to something or to think highly of something or someone.
All right, friends. We have more to learn in just a moment, right after today's InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Hey, Rex, I heard you are having back pain. And it's been going on for a while. Are you okay now?
I tried painkillers and other medication, but none of them helped. I am going to a famous chiropractor to fix my back. Hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of it and find out what is causing my back pain.
Yeah. Finding out the cause of your back pain is important so you'll know how to solve this problem.
The expression, get to the bottom of something, means to find out the cause or the answer of something. Because things are usually not what they look like on the surface.
And you need to get to the bottom of something to find out what is there. You might be surprised at what you find.
The police could get to the bottom of a crime by finding out who was responsible and arresting them.
Well, Rex, I hope you get to the bottom of your back problem and find the right solution and treatment.
很多时候我们必须追根究底地去寻找一件事情的答案，因为答案通常是隐藏起来的。你可以用 get to the bottom of something 来形容。Get to the bottom 就是深入到最底层，去看看到底是什么原因导致一个问题的产生。例如，一家公司的产品出了问题，但是不知道是什么导致的。有人可能会说 ,We will get to the bottom of it and fix this problem. 我们会追根究底的找答案，解决这个问题。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Fight fake information. Then, find better coverage to see if other sources back up the information or dispute it. Sites like Snopes.com or FactCheck.org, which try to be unbiased, can help you uncover fake news. The last step is to trace claims, quotes, and media back to their original text to see if they were represented fairly. Does this information support the original research? Being able to carefully evaluate information will keep everyone better informed.
Coverage 这个名词意思是新闻报道，例如 The news provided a lot of coverage of the election results throughout the night. 整晚新闻都大肆报道选举结果。Coverage 也指保险范围，譬如 Nora's insurance policy offered coverage for medical emergencies while she was traveling abroad.Nora 的保险单提供了她在出国期间紧急医疗情况的保险。Coverage 也有覆盖范围的意思，譬如 ,Due to the remote location, cell phone coverage was not always available, making communication difficult at times. 由于地处偏远，手机讯号并不一定都能覆盖到，有时候通讯会有困难。
All right.S for stop, I for investigate. What's F for in the SIFT method?
Let's read and find out, friends. We see here, then find better coverage to see if other sources back up the information or dispute it. The F stands for find.
Okay, find better coverage. When you say someone covered a news story, it means they wrote about it, they reported it. So you want to find other people who report the same piece of information, because often one site might have a bias, right?
Exactly. So here's another example of how you could use coverage in a sentence. There will be live coverage of the event.But we see something else in this sentence that we want to talk about, friends, and this is the idea of disputing information. Now, this word dispute has the idea of an argument or some type of disagreement.
That's right. If you use it as a noun, a dispute means an argument. But the verb dispute means to argue against or question something. You could also say something is disputable, like it's questionable. You could say, it's disputable whether or not unicorns exist, right?
Exactly. So this is a word that you often use when we're talking about fake news or fake information. Someone might say, oh, that information is disputable. Okay, but we read on here, sites like Snopes.com or FactCheck.org, which try to be unbiased, can help you uncover fake news. Uncover, John, what does it mean?
Well, it can mean to show something, but it also means to expose the truth when you're using it about a fact. So you really do want to expose or uncover what is true, and if something is a lie, you want to know about it.
That's right. We often use the word uncover when we're talking about something that is wrong or inappropriate or a lie. So, for example, the police uncovered a plan to rob the bank. Of course, this is something that those robbers would want to keep secret. That is the reason we use the word uncover here. But how does our article continue, John?
Okay, we have S-I-F. Now we just need T, right? We read here, the last step is to trace the claims, quotes, and media back to their original text to see if they were represented fairly. Does this information support the original research? So now you're going back to the original source.
This happens all the time in the media. Maybe a politician or a celebrity says a quote, and the media isn't going to report on their whole speech or the context of what they said. They just pull out one sentence to make this news sound kind of crazy. So that's why it's important to go back to the original source.
Absolutely. And we read, being able to carefully evaluate information will keep everyone better informed. Great piece of advice. So better informed means what?
Well, this means to have extensive knowledge, especially of current topics and events. If someone is well informed or better informed, it means that they know what they're talking about and they have done their research.
That's right. You know the word information, right? Sometimes we just say info. So if you have the info about something, you are an informed person. Well, thanks for being informed with us. Now it's time to be informed about a fun fact. Hello, facts friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun fact for you today. Did you know that tracing can also be a way of drawing? That's right. We learned the word tracing, but it can be used for art. Tracing is when you draw a line around the outside of something. It's fun to trace your hand and turn it into a little turkey on the page. We would do that for Thanksgiving. And that is today's fun tracing fact. All right, friends, we are fighting fake information. Anne-Marie, are you ready for a hard question?
I am.
All right, this is our talk about it question. Anne-Marie, how can you be aware of your own emotional response to information?
Well, especially when reading online or looking at social media sites, I think just asking myself the question, how does this make me feel? And then a follow-up question, why do I feel that way? Is a good place to start.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of fake information is designed to hurt people as well. So another way you can be careful is make sure that your heart is full of love for everybody, even people you might not agree with. That way, you won't be biased against them. Well, friends, there's always a lot to learn. Thank you for joining us. I'm John.
My name is Anne-Marie, and that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. Times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.